The Serenata for Violin and Guitar is another interesting piece. It was written in 1984, and it started with the first movement, supposedly, was going to be a piece for guitar and voice. And, you know, that's why I called it vocalese. And then the range got just so wide that I just, you know, I couldn't see a singer singing all those notes way below and way up above. And so I decided to instead of making it a vocal piece, make it a string piece for violin and guitar. And because of the nature of the piece being so lyrical, I called it Serenata. And I had heard that the Music Teachers National Association had a composition contest. So I entered it, of course, never expecting anything come out of it. And one day, and I remember vividly, I was rehearsing and I got a phone call to tell me that the piece had won, which I almost dropped. I could not believe it. And that piece has been performed all over the place. I've had friends of mine play it in San Francisco, in Florida. I've performed it in Europe as well as New York. So that's been played on the radio as well several times. So that's done quite well.